On today's podcast, we'll be covering week 2 of 4 for off-the-job safety and fall prevention tips for home and recreational activities. So stay tuned.
Welcome to Warehouse Safety Tips. If you're a seasoned vodcast viewer, this vodcast is going to be different from most that you watch. It's based around exactly what the name implies, Warehouse Safety Tips. And since the people in this industry are busy, we know that time is money, so each episode will be as short and to the point as possible. And now, with all that out of the way, let's get to the vodcast.
Accidents can happen almost anywhere, not just at work. Falls are one of the most common causes of injuries at home. Now, it's important to stay vigilant and follow safety precautions while changing light bulbs, hanging pictures, cleaning gutters, or prepping for Christmas decorations to avoid falls and potential injuries from a ladder. Here are a few high-level tips, no pun intended, to help keep you safe while working around the house or engaging in outdoor activities. Number 1, use the right ladder for the job. Always use a sturdy, high-quality ladder when cleaning gutters or inspecting roofs. A Type 1 fiberglass ladders are excellent choices as a non-conductive and built to handle the job ladder. Avoid aluminum ladders, especially near power lines. Number 2, inspect ladders for structural integrity. Before climbing, ensure your ladder is in good condition. Check for cracks, missing parts, or any signs of wear. Never use a damaged ladder as it significantly will increase your risks of falling. Number 3, set up your ladder on stable ground. Always place ladders on a solid, level surface. Ensure that they're properly secured and never lean on loose or unstable surfaces. Taking a few extra minutes to stabilize a ladder can prevent a severe fall and keep you off of YouTube videos. Number 4, and last but not least, use proper tools inside the home. Don't stand on chairs or other furniture to reach high places. Use a stepladder that's designed for indoor use and ensure it's the appropriate size and weight capacity for the task. By following these simple precautions, you can significantly reduce the risks of falls and ensure a safer environment at home. Remember, taking shortcuts with safety is never worth the risk. Stay proactive and protect yourself from avoidable accidents. Thank you for being part of another episode of Warehouse Safety Tips. Until we meet next time, have a great week and stay safe.
Before moving on, here's a word from one of our sponsors. If you've ever been to or worked in a warehouse, you know just how important safety is to both management and staff. It's almost impossible to go 10 steps without seeing safety tape, angles, signs, and/or safety products. It's these items that show us how to be safe and avoid danger in the workplace. And if you're looking for the best products to make this happen, look no further than Mighty Line. Mighty Line floor signs and floor markings offer the best industrial products out there. We're proud to have Mighty Line as the official floor sign and floor marking company for the Warehouse Safety Tips podcast and site. Go to mightylinetape.com/safety tips to request a sample pack of their incredible safety signs and floor markings. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Warehouse Safety Tips. If you visit warehousesafetytips.com, you'll find the show notes for this episode and access to all of our blog posts, previous podcasts, advertiser information, and much more. Thank you for listening to Warehouse Safety Tips and have a safe day.